All right, well, someone who can give us insight into that, he's generally got blokes chasing him rather than him trying to learn off others, is the great Chris Judd, who's been good enough to join us. Chris, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Obviously, you've been through a lot in footy, but that would have been one of the tougher nights, I suppose, to endure, particularly as the game went on.
Yeah, it was. It was a very disappointing night for our club, especially on such a historic occasion for Mick. And, we know we need to do better. We know it's not acceptable for our fans to have to put up with that. And we're working hard to try and rectify it.
How can you explain it, Chris? I imagine it's going to be pretty hard to do so.
Yeah, look, if it was one thing, then we'd fix it and we'd move on. But obviously footy's a little bit more complex than that. Really a lot of areas. We need to work harder, have more intent, use the ball better. There's a whole host of things which we'll dissect and we just need to keep working on. We sort of know where we sit. Most guys who've played footy have been through a situation where they go through a period of form like this. The key is to stick together, take responsibility and work hard to try and rectify it.
A lot's been said about your leadership, your club's leadership, and about Mark Murphy and Bryce Gibbs and the others. You've been a captain, obviously now you've stepped down from that role, but are still an important player. Can you judge, I know you're not going to judge them publicly, can you give us some sort of insight as to where you think the leadership is at and how much of a problem that is or how much improvement needs to be made in that area? Because we're all guessing from the outside.
Yeah, look, our leaders are emerging and working really hard on their craft, and I don't see that as the major deficiency for us at the minute. I think as an entire playing group, we need to really accept responsibility and really not be looking for one, two or three people to drag us out of the muck. We need everyone on our list really white-knuckling to try and improve and contribute as much as they can. And, when that starts happening, we'll see some growth.
Do you think it's fair, Juddy? The whole world looks at this game and says, oh, well, it was a really, really, really bad night for Carlton and for Mick Malthouse and his family. Or do you understand, or is it understandable for us to look at Carlton and say, right, what sort of response was that from the playing group for a coach who may or may not be there next year? So we start looking at whether, are they motivated? Are they got buy-in with Mick? Are they disconnected from the club after statements earlier in the year from the president? Is that fair for us, or are we looking in the wrong area?
Oh, look, that's your guys' job to sort of extrapolate all sorts of things, and some of them are there and some of them aren't. In terms of playing for Mick, we're very clear on just how good a coach he is and what a good job he's doing. And there's no doubt that he was essentially let down last night by the playing group. But, I will understand that, of five issues, 100 different ones will get explored in AFL footy, and that's just the way it is. But, I don't think that's an accurate perception of how the players view Mick.
Okay, so I thought this is going to sound strange. Mick said there was no effort. The contested ball numbers were okay. You had a crack. You were outnumbered. You seemed to be outnumbered at sort of every contest, and there was no run whatsoever. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, not? I think that's pretty accurate. We're not taking anything away from Collingwood either, though. We're really, really good on the night. They worked really hard and executed their plan really well. And the simple fact was that we didn't. So, full credit to Collingwood. But I think you're right. I think our ball use and our run were as significant as anything else in the game.
Chris, your ability to win the ball as a club is fantastic at the moment. It's in the top three or four of the competition. So contested possession and clearances are not a problem. So you're getting your hands on the ball. The kicking efficiency side of things, do you think teams are now setting up to not allow you to win the ball or almost allow you to win the ball, but the lack of ability for Carlton to hit targets and maintain possession? I mean, last night, I think you're under 60% by foot.
54.
Is a real concern. Is it a structural problem? Is it the fact that you've got some kids in there still find their way? Or where do we look for this? Because it is happening quite a bit.
Yeah, look, it is. It's probably a host of different reasons. We've got quite a few new players playing in our team who haven't played with each other a lot. We just haven't got the ability to, once we win possession, to maintain it and really control the game for periods of time. So, you know, teams are obviously really pushing to get a plus one or even a plus two at times in our forward line. And at this stage, it's something we've certainly worked on and been training on, but we haven't been able to implement tactics to circumvent that.
Juddy, there's a lot of questions being asked, I guess, about the club and exactly where they're at. Just want to take you back to probably July, August last year when I think you were thinking of hanging up the boots or expecting to, and then you managed to stay on after that. What information, I guess, how did that all come about? What was said to you? Was it that we're close and if we lose you, it's going to drop us down a bit, or is it we need you to groom these kids that are coming through? What information was sort of given to you to convince you to go again?
No, look, it was more my own observations of how the place was going, and, I felt then, and I still feel now, that the core group of players we have is a really solid group of players that I really enjoy playing with, albeit we're not playing good footy, and we very much acknowledge that. But culturally, in many ways, I think the group is improving, but there's no doubt our performances on the field just haven't married up to that, so we need to do better.
What do you mean by culturally the group is improving?
Well, I felt that... I felt in my time at Carlton there was always a number of players who weren't really driven for team success. They were more concerned with just getting a game or getting another contract. And my feeling was that last year that was really starting to change. I will readily admit we're not seeing results on the field to mirror that, but I still think the group of players we have here is a really solid group of citizens that want the best for the club.
So when you're in your veteran stage, and forget veteran, when you're in your stage of life and thinking, clearly you want to win more games of football, but are you gaining some satisfaction that there has been a cultural turnaround at the Blues?
I certainly wouldn't describe how I'm feeling about how we're going this season as satisfied in any way, and I think when you're in a rut like this, the answer is, as a playing group, is just to pay a bigger price from what you're doing on Monday to Friday, and to pay a bigger price on the weekend as well. And we need to continue to do that. Albeit, I think this group of players is a group of players that can be at the core of a successful Carlton side down the track.
Chris, I don't want you to name names. Of course, you're not going to do that. But do you, as a senior core player, as the leader of that football club, get to those players and say, look, I think you're playing a little bit selfishly. I think you're playing for your own needs and your own desires rather than the team. Do you have to have those conversations? How many of those conversations do you have to have?
Yeah, look, I just try and pick and choose with players I think I can have an impact on and target a few young guys who are, I guess, still learning what the AFL system's about and to try and fast-track their development. So I think most guys, it takes at least a year before you understand the sort of level of consciousness required before you can become a really good AFL player. Some blokes, that takes 2 or 3 years, and some blokes never quite get the joke with that respect. So just to try and expedite that process for our young players is my main focus at the minute.
Was there emotion... Well, if you possibly can, Juddy, in the rooms after the game, it was so emotional night watching it, and then the performance, which left a lot of people in shock. The players go into the rooms after their game, and Mick talks to you. Is it about process? Was it emotional? Did the players apologise to Mick?
Not there and then. I don't know if some players did individually, but yeah, certainly after a loss like that, the players are really depleted and, just disappointed to have let the jumper down. There's a bit of reflection and then the process comes with reviewing and working out what we're going to do to improve it.
Do you understand most people outside think that last night's performance was one of the worst that Carlton have played in the last 10 years on a night where it was really, really important to play well? Is the playing group feeling the depth of that, that emotional loss?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone who's played footy will understand that, there's a huge emotional toll for the players, and it is a roller coaster. You ride the ups and you ride the downs, but rather than get caught up in the emotion too much, you have to to actually work out what's going wrong and come up with a course of action, and that's what we'll be endeavouring to do this week.
Chris, you played in a premiership team, so you know what it takes. You've given Carlton supporters already a couple of insights there into where some things are going better, or you thought they were going to anyway, going into this year. From a talent level, how do you assess the group that you've got there in terms of what it takes?
Well, we've really got to build on our depth. I think the club's noted that publicly, and I think that's you know, really obvious for all to see. I think your improvement at footy clubs really usually comes from 21 to 24-year-olds. That's when, you know, guys in their first 1, 2, 3 years are still usually learning their craft. Then they hit the age of about 21 and they become really ready to contribute to the team. You know, we're not making excuses, but again, Blind Freddy can see that from the draft where we'd have guys in that age bracket, we have very few still at our club, or if they are at our club, they're not in the team. There's no use as a playing group dwelling on that, but that's the facts. So the good news is the cavalry's coming, in a sense, with guys in that age bracket. You know, guys like Patrick Cripps, he's moving towards 21, Sam Doherty, Troy Menzel, some of these guys, so that's reassuring for our fans. But, yes, certainly increasing depth in our list and, you know, getting guys in that age bracket who can contribute from 21 to 24 is a major priority.
Juddy, how much of that is the actual drafting process with the calibre of players you get in, and how much of that is the development once they get in the club and obviously the impact the senior players have on their development?
No, I think that was drafting process. Yeah.
You there, Juddy?
Yes.
The urgency and of this football club right now, where the list is, the talent there, the performance last night, do you feel any obligation to consider or even think about next year and how important it is to have a player like you around the club when it's at this stage?
No, I don't. I don't think any of us can afford to look past what's right in front of our noses, and that's the next training session, the next meeting and the next game. You know, as I've said, our fans deserve so much better than what they got last night, and to look any further out than what's right in front of our noses is almost irresponsible.
Just last one, Jody. Would you like to know whether Mick's going to be your coach next year, like now?
Look, it's not something, you know, we've just got so much we've got to work on right now that it's not something that's being discussed internally at the club. But needless to say, he's a wonderful coach, and I'm sure he's got next year and many more years in him. But, you know, the board will take care of that in due course.
Well batted away.
Nice.
Chris, thanks for your time. We genuinely appreciate it. A tough one for you, and appreciate your insights and your honesty.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jody.